Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hey there. Welcome to this edition of The Marginalian, formerly known as Brain Pickings, an online digest of interesting and inspiring articles across art, science, philosophy, creativity, children's books, and other strands of our search for truth, beauty, and meaning. All the articles in The Marginalian are written by its founder, Maria Popova, and can be found at themarginalian.org. You can now hear these articles as part of the series of podcasts from Airs LA, the audio internet reading service of Los Angeles. Today's article is titled Mae Sarton on Anger as Creativity in Reverse, and a Safety Valve Against Madness. All too often, philosopher Martha Nussbaum wrote in her incisive inquiry into anger and forgiveness, "Anger becomes an alluring substitute for grieving, promising agency and control when one's real situation does not offer control." The poet and philosopher David White, in re-examining the deeper meanings of everyday words, argued that anger is a supreme form of compassion. The internal living flame of anger always illuminates what we belong to, what we wish to protect, and what we are willing to hazard ourselves for. The great Zen teacher Sungsan Sunsa found a constructive side to anger's four faces. Across the canon of thought, two things emerge as constants: that however varied its manifestations and repressions, the fiery upswell of anger is one of the commonest human experiences, and that it often masks something else. Beneath its boiling surface rest deep and murky waters of incredible emotional complexity. That opaque complexity is what poet, novelist, essayist, and diarist Mae Sarton, born May 3, 1912, deceased July 16, 1995, explores in one of the entries from her Journal of a Solitude, the 1973 masterpiece that gave us Sarton on Solitude as the seedbed for self-discovery. In an entry from the early autumn of her 60th year, Sarton writes, "Sometimes I think the fits of rage are like a huge creative urge gone into reverse, something dammed up that spills over. Not an accumulated frustration that must find a way out and blows off at some tiny irrelevant thing. I have sometimes wondered also whether in people like me who come to the boil fast, soupale, the French call this trait, like a milk soup that boils over, the tantrum is not a built-in safety valve against madness or illness. My mother buried her anger against my father, and I saw the effects in her of this restraint. migraine headaches, and tachycardia, to name only two. The nervous system is very mysterious. For the very thing that made her an angry person also gave her an amazing strength with which to meet every kind of ordeal. The anger was buried fire. The flame sustained my father and me through the hard years when we were refugees from Belgium and slowly finding our place in American life. The fierce tension in me, when it is properly channeled, creates the good tension for work. But when it becomes unbalanced, I am destructive. How to isolate that good tension is my problem these days. Or put in another way, how to turn the heat down fast enough so the soup won't boil over. That delicate dialing of the temperature knob of temperament is, of course, among the great arts of living and among the artist's central responsibilities to her or his art. For, as Joni Mitchell memorably put it, an artist needs a certain amount of turmoil and confusion, not the cause of the raging turmoil, but what we do with it, whether we use it to destructive or constructive ends. It is what defines us. Who could forget Bertrand Russell's abiding wisdom on construction versus destruction? Construction and destruction alike satisfy the will to power, but construction is more difficult as a rule, and therefore gives more satisfaction to the person who can achieve it. We construct when we increase the potential energy of the system in which we are interested, and we destroy when we diminish the potential energy. The artist is one who uses that energetic inner tension, that divine discontent, as fuel for creative work, as raw material for building up rather than ammunition for tearing down. Art, after all, is at bottom a coping mechanism. And that's the end of the article. The soundtrack is Me on the Inside by Ketsa, licensed through ketsa.uk. If you want to learn more about Airs LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our web pages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind, low vision, and print impaired listeners. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. I'm Emily Mann Sanchez, and I'll be back with another article. Take care, and thanks for listening.